administrator.
Jerry.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello.
We did that with Jeff. We did that with Jeff Stain.
How are you feeling going to class? I mean, it seems the last few weeks it's kind of starting to come around a little bit, and the mistakes are on the mistakes, but you know, just the performance has been on a consistent basis.
Yeah. No. I mean, I feel like we have a good shot. I feel like our team has been trending in a better direction. I feel like, really, I mean, our race car has been fast all year. I feel like they're even faster now than they were. And now we just have to execute to match the speed in our car. And that's been the area where we've really all teams have struggled this year is the execution. But I feel like we've been getting better at that here lately, and we've been able to contend a little bit more. So, and in the playoffs, I think there's a lot of my best tracks in the playoffs. So, yeah, I'm definitely confident and look forward to the challenge.
Have you talked to much dirt racing lately with Cliff?
No, not really. I mean, my dirt season's kind of slowing down. So I haven't really talked a whole lot of dirt racing, and I haven't really watched a ton of it either here lately.
I know he was getting really into it, so I don't know if like, he peppers you with questions still. Or...
No, I mean, usually it's like when we're sitting in the hauler or something, you know, Sunday morning after a race on Saturday night, and we'll talk about that. So I don't even know where everybody's racing that this weekend, but I'm sure we'll talk about something.
Do you like where you guys are right now heading into the playoffs? I know getting that win was good, and you know, Daytona was a bit of a bummer to
yeah.
this regular season that way, but do you feel good about where you guys are because you haven't won as many races as mm-hmm. you did last year?
Yeah, no, I mean, I feel good about it. I feel like we've contended often. We just haven't executed well enough to win. And there's been plenty of races this year where the guy that has won the race, I feel like we're faster than. Their team just did a really good job. So I feel like lately, though, we've been executing our races good, and we've been contending a little bit more. And you know, we won at Watkins Glen because we executed a good race. So, yeah, I think we're in a good spot. And like I said, there's a lot of good tracks for me in the playoffs that I think we can go contend and hopefully get some wins.
Do you feel like
that's all right. Go ahead.
Do you feel like you're a favorite? Obviously, you're the reigning champion. But I'm sure some years you feel like going in, you feel a lot better about things than you did before. But is this one of those years? And certainly carrying that crown, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's maybe a better question for other people. If I'm viewed as a favorite, I don't know. I don't know how to kind of compare myself and that side is. Yeah, I mean, I feel confident. I feel confident that we can definitely go out there and win another championship. I mean, we have a championship team. We proved that last year. So, yeah, I don't see any reason why we shouldn't, as long as we, you know, execute right and have no DNFs and stuff like that.
Isn't that a hard question? I was just telling to Chase, it's hard
to answer the question, oh, do you consider yourself the favorite? Because, you know, he's a regular season champion. If you say no, what driver is going to say, no, no, I don't think that I am? And what driver is going to say, oh, absolutely I am? Then you look, then it's like he's called himself out. That's a hard one for a driver to answer, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't, yeah, you can't enter the playoffs and not feel like you're going to win the championship. So, no, I, like I said, I feel really confident, but I don't know. I mean, there's, it's hard to pick a favorite this year. You know, normally in other years, you can pick one or two guys that are the favorites, and they may not win the championship, but, you know going into the playoffs that, that they are probably going to be in the Final Four, where right now, I mean, I don't know who's going to be in the Final Four. It could be a totally wild group of drivers in the Final Four, but I hope we're one of them.
Do you feel like it's more so this year that's kind of the case maybe than past years, that it really is?
Yeah, I just think because I think there's more parity in the field. The cars are seem to be tighter. The field seems to be tighter. But also, it's just easy for mistakes to happen, it seems like, throughout a race. So a lot of teams and drivers just take themselves out of it. But then on the flip side of that, if you can just execute, you can put yourself in position. So there seems to be just a lot of inconsistency throughout the field every week, and I think as long as you can avoid that, you can be all right.
Do you know in your heart how strong this car is, how much you can push? You like to ride up high, right? So this car at Darlington, you dance with the Lady in Black, some of the drivers are like, I'm just not sure how strong it will be in rebound. I mean, do you know how confident are you, you know, what this car will allow you to do, knowing how you like to race?
I don't know. I mean, we've ran at Darlington earlier this year, and we blew up there, but we had a fast car, and I mean, everybody looks at me as being like a guy who runs a wall, which is most cases true, but I feel like at Darlington, I at least in 3 and 4, I tend to stay away from it slightly. I still run the top, but I give myself some room. But I don't know. It depends on how you hit the wall, I think. You can graze the wall a lot more than you could with the other car. But I think when you hit the wall, that's, you know, the cars are a little, you know, the toe links and stuff are a little, you know, flimsy. But try to stay out of the wall. That's the best case.
Why is it that you don't race, you know, you're known for racing high. Why do you race that way here? Is it because that's how tough this track is?
No, it's just because I go faster running different lanes than running the wall. So, I mean, I'll go wherever my car is fastest. So, I mean, if it's fast up against the wall, I'll be up there, but if it's not fast, I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you about having 4 rookies in the playoff. I mean, that's a quarter of the field that's that way. And granted, you know well enough now probably how they race, but how are they going to respond in these kind of, you know, intense things? Is it something you guys think about whatsoever, or what does it say about the sport maybe that you've got a quarter of the field? This is their first time.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really think too much in it, even though they're rookies, I guess.
Playoff
rookie. Yeah, I was thinking like Cindric might be the only rookie, but playoff rookies. I mean, they're all professional drivers, and they've all been in championship situations at some point in their career that they've, you know, learned from. So I don't read too much into it. But I mean, I'm not going to say that they won't race different or react differently than somebody who's had experience in the playoffs.
Can't necessarily guess how somebody is going to respond.
Yeah, I can't.
I get it.
Well, do you think that the drivers who've won championships before, I think there are like 4 or 5 of you, right? Do you think that those who have won championships before will be have an advantage over the ones that, you know, are rookies in it, or is there no difference when it comes to this year?
I mean, maybe there's advantage, but I don't personally read into it. So it just feels like normal races when you're out there. I mean, you try and treat, at least me, I'm sure everybody's the same way. I mean, you try and treat every race like it's, you know, a championship race. You know, you want to run up front all race long, and you want to win the race in the end, and it's no different in, you know, these 10 weeks as it was the previous 26.
Makes sense.
It's been a long time since somebody won back-to-back championships. Do you have that at all in your head, or do you just look at it as I want the championship, it doesn't matter that I'm the defending?
Yeah, I mean, I think I just ultimately want to win the championship, and I guess with that, yes, you'd be, you know, the first back-to-back winner since Jimmy Johnson, but I don't let that add any more pressure on me. Like, I don't know. I think it also shows just how difficult this playoff format is compared to when, you know, Jimmy was winning. You know, him and his team were so good they could just stretch out, it seemed like, in points, where now you can't really do that. You have to be, you know, winning races and not. I mean, I don't really. You have to. It's like three little mini race series, so you can't really stretch yourself out from anybody.
Different approach.
Yeah.
Are you ready to be done talking about it and get to racing it, starting the playoffs? By the time you get there, you will have talked a lot about the playoffs.
I don't know. This is my first real sit down talking about it. So.
Yeah. And you're doing a good job.
Yeah. So. No, I don't. It's media day is fine. It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, get you excited.
Yeah. Good. Just checking.
How does it feel this year compared to last year?
I feel fine. I'm confident this year and was confident last year. I know we don't have the wins that we had last year, but I still feel good about our team. I think, you know, we're definitely a championship contending team, and we have all the parts and pieces and people to get it done. So I'm definitely confident.
You and Chase have had the results lately. Bowman and Byron haven't necessarily had great results. So do you have any idea why? Are you guys working on different things, or have you gotten any sense?
I have no idea. I feel like they've had a lot of bad luck, you know, lately. You know, I feel like William's been really fast all year. I was looking at our stats just the other day, and I was shocked to see his stats, because I feel like he's been up front more often than I've been. But I think, yeah, it just shows like some bad luck and just misfortune. And same with Bowman. I know he went, I mean, there was like a month straight where he had a lot of bad luck. So with that, it's hard to dig yourself out of that. You know, it's easy to talk about, like, just moving on and forgetting about it. But you approach your races differently, you know, when you have, you know, a few bad races in a row. And then it can just compound. So because you're trying not to make mistakes and stuff. But I don't know. I don't view their regular seasons as anything different. Like, when they go into playoffs, I view William and Alex's threats just as much as Chase and I would be. So they've been every bit as fast as we have. We just, you know, have had some things go our way that maybe they haven't.
Does the team change at all in terms of sharing and kumbayaing into the playoffs? Are you guys still all four of you, you know, all of it? Or does it, if you were to be honest, does it get a little bit more, each team a little bit more for itself?
If I'm being honest, I feel like everybody works probably even better together in the playoffs. I think because, you know, Rick's got four opportunities to win, and we want to give him 100% of an opportunity to win once we get to Phoenix. So I feel like we all work together closer. And I, just the way that, you know, I experienced it last year in the competition meetings and stuff like that. So yeah, I think it's no different, if not better.
Does your dirt schedule change at all, or any extracurriculars during the playoff?
No, I mean, my schedule hasn't changed at all from when I drew it up in January. So, yeah, I have just a couple sprint car races and a couple dirt late model races. So, there's not really much more that I could add on besides that without having to fly all over the place. And I don't really want to do that. So, yeah, I'll still race.
Is routine important like that? Not to change anything up?
Yeah. No, I think routine's good. I try and stay just as busy in the, maybe a little less busy this time of year than the regular season, but it's definitely important for me to race and stay fresh, but also get my mind off of, you know, NASCAR. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't spent a ton of time around Denny the last couple months, just because I've been so busy and gone from town and haven't gotten the chance to, like, golf with them. And that's usually when we talk about everything. But yeah, I'm amazed at how he balances everything in his life between your family and his racing career, owning a team, all that. and being the commissioner for the Golf Guys Tour. I don't know how he balances all of that. So, he's very dedicated. I love to see his dedication to his race team, because I wasn't sure how that would be when he announced that he was going to be a team owner. I thought maybe it would just be his name, but I mean he is definitely 2 feet deep into being a team owner, and I think that's great. I think that's going to be good for his race team in the future, and he'll be a team owner that'll be around for a long time.
The way this regular season has gone, so many different people winning and so many different people popping up at different times, does it feel like there's not really a maybe true front runner in terms of like a playoff favorite? And I mean, I don't know if you can put your finger on just one person, but I mean, it seems like the field is pretty wide open.
Yeah, no, I definitely can't put my finger on one particular favorite. I think, you can look at Chase as probably being the favorite if you had to pick one, just because, he's won the most. He won the regular season title and all that, and his team's done a really good job executing. But, man, it's hard to expect anything out of each week that we've had already. There's been races where you think somebody's gonna be fast and they're not, there's just been a lot of inconsistency, so it's really hard to pick a favorite. So I think that this playoffs this year is gonna be really exciting because of that.
Where do you feel that you guys are right now, just heading into the show?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel like we've been working really hard to continue to evolve and get better. I feel like our race cars have been really fast all year long, and we've just had to work on executing a little bit. And I feel like we've done a better job of that here the last couple months. So, yeah, I think we're in a good spot, and I'm confident that we can go, and try and contend for another championship.
What's been, like, the grasping of the next gen? Because I feel like at the beginning of the season, the driver said that they thought by this point there'd be front runners, and the front runners we saw in the past would kind of make that, get to be front runners. But it doesn't really seem like it's gone that easy.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was that guy who thought, the teams with the bigger budgets would kind of stretch out from the rest of the field, but it hasn't. I mean, it's gotten a little bit more, less parity from the beginning of the year, but it's still more competitive than it's ever been. So, I mean, selfishly, I hope the teams with the bigger budgets can stretch out eventually, but because I'm on one of those teams. But no, it is cool to see, and I think it's a great thing for the sport.
What'd you learn in the championship last year that will help you this year?
I don't know. We were kind of in a different points position last year compared to this year with so many points that we had. But I don't know. I mean, I feel like in the years at Ganassi probably trained me more for this year because I had more similar playoff points then as I do now. And really just, I feel like last year we could be probably a little bit more aggressive because we had so many points, where this year you have to really, and it's the same every year. I mean, even with the points last year that we had, like, you really got to focus on just finishing the races, and you're running like top 12. You don't have to do anything crazy, I feel like, but just staying out of trouble.
Chase said that he took no stress out of what happened at Watkins Glen, and he was just more in a move-in moment. You think some of that's just the padding that he has with the points? That he's confident, no matter what happens, he knows that he's in a good position points-wise, that any other extra, nonsense isn't going to bother him.
Yeah, I don't know. He's definitely in a good – he's got the most points by far, so in a similar position to where we were in last year, so – his team's done a good job, and Chase always does a really good job of focusing and racing hard. So, yeah, I think their team's going to be strong and can definitely go chase another championship.
Kyle, last year you were obviously the guy. You were the target. Everybody knew going in the playoffs you were the unprecedented number one guy. Do you feel kind of relief this year, kind of being the underdog in the picture?
I don't feel like an underdog, but I don't really think that there's one favorite either. So I think it's open for anybody to win the championship this year. So, it should be fun.
Has there ever been a playoff field this close? Like, it really does seem like everyone could possibly win this.
Yeah, no, I mean, my career of being in the playoffs, no, I mean, I can't really think of a time where I didn't, you know, there wasn't like a favorite. You know, in years past, it's like, okay, Kevin Harvick's a favorite, or Kyle Busch, or Martin Truex, where, yeah, this year it's like, I don't know. So I think that's fun and exciting for the fans and for the sport, it's a good thing.
Now, obviously, guys have been talking about the hits in the next-gen car being a lot more hard than what the previous model car had. Have you been experiencing that yourself this year?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, yeah, I would say the hits have been bigger and just different feeling. So I hope that they can work on it and get it better for us drivers who are hopefully the future of the sport and can have long careers.
Was there one particular hit this year where you're like, man, that really rung my bell?
I haven't had really one that's been like, yes, I've had ones where it should hurt. But then the only one that I can think of that I wasn't expecting it to be like a solid impact was we were testing at Darlington earlier this year, and I spun off a two and just barely backed into the wall. And that was my first kind of rear impact, and it was stout. So and then you were back on track in 5 minutes. So, yeah, it just shows how kind of rigid and stiff the cars are. And, you know, where the old car, the rear impacts would, you know, the cars would give, and, you know, you wouldn't feel it really as a driver. But your car would be destroyed. Where now it's like they made the car so strong that, yes, it's great that you can keep on racing, but your body hurts.
How do you feel about your chances this year? Now, obviously, you said nobody's really the true favorite. How do you feel like the performances of your team going into the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm confident. I feel like, yeah, we can definitely go and contend for the win. I feel like we've been doing a good job here lately of executing, and our race cars have been fast all year long. We're just, you know, finally kind of, I feel like, putting whole weekends together. Even if some weekends we don't have the results, I feel like we're doing a great job. So I look forward to hopefully making a run in the playoffs.
You usually step up for big races. I mean, you're a guy that, you know, you generally have really good equipment wherever you go, but you love big events. What would the Southern 500, a win there, mean to you since you've been so close?
Yeah, that one's the next on my list that I haven't won that I really want to win. I've been close so many times, and yeah, I've ran, I think, third a couple times in it, ran second twice in it. I've had the dominant car in that race a couple different times, and I remember we were, you know, had a great shot to win one year, and Keselowski beat me off pit road by like 2 inches, and that was it. That was the race, and lost control of the restart and lost the race. So, I know our car should be pretty faster this weekend, and hopefully we can just put it all together and get that win that we've been fighting so hard for.
And when you see the evolution of what the foundation of Ganassi Racing became with Justin Marks at the helm, are you kind of blown away by the success that they've enjoyed in just, you know, in less than a year's time?
I would say I'm super proud of everybody there at what is now Trackhouse, but what was Ganassi. But I'm honestly like not super surprised either, because when I was there, I always felt the potential that we had. We just could never do it week after week. You know, there was weeks where we were the best team, and you know, we did it with a much smaller budget and just less resources and all that. Where now I think the next gen era is really, and I remember being at Ganassi, like, they couldn't wait for this next gen car, because, you know, with their IndyCar background and all that, and IMSA and all that, yeah, they felt like they were gonna have an advantage over everybody else. And yeah, I mean, I would say the case is true, because basically all the people there now were there working when I was at Ganassi. So yeah, I'm not surprised to see him running good.
He mentioned parity in the playoffs, and you know, a lot of that stems from this car. But did you ever think that there would be a playoff that was just really, you know, flip a coin of who's going to end up in the final four?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's great. I don't know. Like, I can't say for sure that one driver is going to be in the final four, and that's a good thing to have. But yeah, I don't know. It's exciting, and don't really know what to expect now that the playoffs are here.
Will talent of the pit crews and talent of the drivers be what separates sort of the men from the boys?
I don't know. I think it takes a whole team to win a championship, and honestly takes a whole team to make it to the final four. So, yeah, I wouldn't say that one area is more important than the other. I think it's going to take everybody to get the job done, and I'm confident in all those areas of our team.
Appreciate your time, champ.
Thanks.
And you run a lot of extracurricular events as well. Has there been any progress made in the Chili Bowl, or is it still a no-go for now?
I don't know. I haven't really talked about the Chili Bowl much. I mean, my mind's been on it's. I mean, that race is in January, so my mind hasn't been on that really at all. So, no, just try to focus on the playoffs. I think that's more important right now. And yeah, I mean, if there's discussions about the Chili Bowl, I mean, my ears are open. But I just never had an off season, so I'd like to have an off season for once. There's one that starts in H, because I golf there. That's so funny. That's a good question. Oh, in Nevada. Oh, that's, I thought, I was thinking like a suburb of Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Reno, Carson City, yeah. I mean,
we're good over here.
Pahrump.